What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hillions of Wrestling Podcast. Yes, that is right. The Hillions of Wrestling Podcast is back. Sorry I've been away for so long. Just trying to clear my head, trying to go into the new year fresh and everything. Been working a lot at my job right now, the one that pays my bills, of course. This is the hobby. Hopefully one day we can flip that where my job is this, but time will tell with that. But I just want to come on real quick, do a quick prediction show for Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Oh my, WWE's TLC. I feel like they just threw this pay-per-view together. I've been still watching the product. I mean, there's so much wrestling and trying to get a schedule. That's one thing I've been trying to figure out, what kind of schedule I want to do, because I want to do a lot of stuff different going into 2020. I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to do and doing that and trying to just make this the Hillions of Wrestling Podcast bigger in 2020. But I've been still watching product, been watching AEW, watching NXT. I feel like this pay-per-view doesn't even need to be a pay-per-view. Like, these seem like, I mean, if you take away all the stipulations and everything and all the matches, it just seems like it is a SmackDown or Raw show. Now, there's not that many matches, but I think they're adding matches as I'm speaking right now. I think they added two to the kickoff show, and then there's rumor to be that John Cena might have a match tonight, because John Cena's streak of wrestling in a pay-per-view every year is 17 straight years could come to an end tonight. And I know Vince doesn't want that to end, so John Cena may have a match tonight. That's what the rumor is. I don't see it unless it'll be like a quick squash match, which would be dumb as shit. But you never know with Vince and the guy and the boys. You never know. But let's get into it right now. I want to get back, watch the football, get ready. It's going to be crazy. I was going to go to Martino's and watch the Steeler game because they're playing on Sunday night. And I'm like, ah, shit. But there's supposed to be snow coming through here. And everybody says, well, you should like snow. You live in Pennsylvania. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Like, oh, you should like driving in the snow. Who says that? Yeah, just, oh, because there I should just enjoy, right? A stupid question. Stupid statement. But no, it's supposed to snow. I mean, I haven't seen anything. It's supposed to come at 5. But Cincinnati weather's so if and that. So iffy on that. So I don't know. It might come later. It's supposed to snow all until Sunday morning. And I didn't want to get caught in it because I'm not worried about myself driving. I worry about the other people around me driving in the snow and the ice. That's what worries me. But anyway, I digress on that. Well, let's get into it. The kickoff, they announced Humberto Carlito. I think I'm saying his name right. I hope so. I'm surprised they haven't shorted his name yet to Humberto. He's taking on the other person with shorted name, Andrade. Humberto got the win on Raw this past Monday. So I don't see that they could trade back wins back and forth. Everybody said that they were done pushing Humberto. Vince was done with it because the whole AJ Styles thing. I feel like that was a start. Now they're starting to do video packages. I could see him winning again tonight. I think Andrade can afford to lose because I think like Andrade's going to put on good matches. And this could be a very good match tonight. I'm going to go with Humberto. I think Humberto's going to win. I really think they're trying to build him back up in this. I mean, he has the look. He has that look. And everything that they're looking for in a WWE superstar, especially in the Mexican Latino wrestlers. So he does have that look they're going for with that. So I'm going to go Humberto with that one. Now, they're also said there could be an open challenge tonight for the, there's going to be an open challenge for the tag team titles, for the Raw Tag Team Championship with the Viking Raiders, or if you like to call them the War Raiders, or if you like to go back to old school, call them War Machine. Mama called them War Machine. I'm going to call them War Machine. But I'm going to say who they're going to, like, it's tough to say. They already wrestled Street Profits. There's no other teams on the main roster on Raw for them to wrestle. All the good ones are on SmackDown. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the Usos return tonight. And challenge the War Raiders in the open challenge for the tag team titles. And the War Raiders would beat the Usos. I think just having the Usos back and putting over the War Raiders would be good. I'd be shocked if they would put the titles on Usos just coming back. But I'm going to go with the Usos because they said they're close to coming back. And this would be a great way to bring the Usos back tonight in an open challenge and stuff. So no one would expect it. So I'm going to go with the Usos tonight for that. Now the main show, probably be the opening matchup probably will be, if my money's bet on it, it'll probably be the tag team match, the SmackDown tag team match, ladder match. The New Day taking on the, as always, the Revival. I really wish they would have put the Revival, I'd rather wish they would have had more teams in this. Maybe had, Shorty G and would have had Shorty G and Ali in this, maybe. And maybe had Heavy Machinery in it. That would have been kind of cool in that sense. But anyway, this could be a very good ladder match. I'm going to go with the New Day retaining. I don't think they're going to take the titles off the New Day just yet and put them back on the Revival. So I'm going to go with the New Day retaining and keeping the belts. I think the New Day, they need to find more tag teams. I think they need to figure out more tag teams they can put on for this, put on SmackDown for this division to build, even though it's better than Raw's division, because Raw's tag team division is crap. It is awful. Terrible. But yeah, they need to put more tag teams together. I mean, I'm glad they put Ali and Shorty G. I'm not calling him Shorty G. Oh, my. Sorry. Chad Gable and Ali. I'm glad they put them together and making them a tag team. Putting stuff together that way. Now, I'm thinking here, if they're going to do a rumor match, and this is where Rey Mysterio can come out and say, hey, I'm going to do an open challenge tonight for my United States title, since War Raiders did theirs, I'm going to do an open challenge. Or Shinsuke Nakamura can come out and do an open challenge for the Intercontinental title. I would rather see John Cena fight Rey Mysterio and Rey Mysterio beat John Cena that way. Because I don't see John Cena wrestling Nakamura because, would it be interesting also, because John Cena said he is coming back to wrestle next year. If he would wrestle Nakamura tonight in open challenge and win the Intercontinental title. That would give him the Grand Slam, folks, also, by the way. But I'm going to go, there's going to be an open challenge. John Cena's going to be put into an open challenge match. I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio. It's going to be open challenge with Rey Mysterio for the United States title. So I'm going to go that route for that. And then Rey Mysterio, of course, would beat John Cena in the match. So, that's just a prop bet right now. Just threw it out there. Excuse me. Next would be Buddy Murphy taking on Aleister Black. I'm going to go Aleister Black in this match. Definitely. Aleister Black, don't see him much on TV. It's not used much. You want to build up a star. Buddy Murphy's been on TV here and there. Picked up big wins. But if you want to get Aleister back rolling going into 2020, you need him to win tonight and get his momentum going into the Royal Rumble. So I'm going to go Aleister Black in that one. Next we have, it looks like it is, let's see. Oh, the women's tag team titles will be on the line tonight. Yeah, there's no SmackDown women's title defense tonight. It's very weird pay-per-view. That's what I'm saying. WWE just shuts down everything in December. They shouldn't even have a pay-per-view in December, if I feel like. They should do Starrcade as their final pay-per-view. It's a fun pay-per-view, Starrcade. Do something like that instead of something like TLC should take the place of Extreme Rules. Get rid of Extreme Rules. Make Starrcade the last pay-per-view of the year. I know it's always Thanksgiving weekend, but then you know what? You can move it to have it the holiday of extravaganza in December. You can always do it that way. Or you can have it in November and do a long bill for Royal Rumble. Do something different than what you're doing right now on this. But it will be the Kabuki Warriors defending their tag team championships against Charlotte and Becky Lynch. Becky and Charlotte winning these tag team belts tonight, people. I hope you guys understand this. Because if you look at it this way, they're going to win them tonight. And there's going to be so much screwy shit that's going to happen down the road up to the Royal Rumble. Because Meltzer, Uncle Dave, said it's supposed to be Asuka versus Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship. So I could see that. And then maybe have Becky doing double duty in the Royal Rumble. Take on Sasha and Bayley. You can always do that also. But I'll save that for later on down the road. But yeah, I got Miss Lynch, or soon to be Mr. Black, I guess. She won't be Mrs. Rollins. That's her fake name. I mean, I would love her to be Mrs. Rollins. but no, she'll probably be, yeah, she'll be, because his last name is Black, I think. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, his name's Steph Rollins' real name. Last name's Black, so she'd be Black. It's weird. But, because her real name's Quinn, I think. It'll be Rebecca Black. Anyway, again, I digress. Yeah, but I'm thinking Charlotte could then screw over Becky, or Becky screws over Charlotte. You know, you can have them feud again after she wrestles Asuka in Royal Rumble. But yeah, they're going to put them belts on Becky. Because this would then make Becky and Charlotte Grand Slam champions. I don't think they're getting tired of hearing it just being Alexa Bliss and Bayley. So Charlotte got to have another title to her repertoire. So so I got Becky and Charlotte, the former best friends, winning tag team belts tonight. So next we have, will probably not be the main event, which should be the main event. Bray Wyatt, the real Bray Wyatt, the man Bray Wyatt, taking on The Miz. Now, this was supposed to happen, this was supposed to be the first match setting up going into Summer Survivor Series. They want to set this up for Survivor Series, but instead they did Daniel Bryan. They're doing something different, which I kind of like. This is probably the only thing I do like that's on the card. Is the only thing I do like in WWE right now is the intertwining of The Miz and Daniel Bryan storyline into this. That is awesome. And that's the only storyline this damn company has gotten right in the past 7 years. The COVID thing was cool, but look what happened on that stuff. It's over. Like, we're not even going to mention Kobe was a WWE champion anymore because they had to fucking bury his ass for, I apologize, to Brock Lesnar. Again, I'm going to breathe, come back and collect my thoughts here and go on. So they messed that up all completely there too. Now, he didn't even get a rematch. He put the tag team titles on him. Anyway, Miz and Daniel Bryan's storyline has been gold. From the day Miz flipped out on him on Talking Smack, the whole way when Daniel Bryan was coming back, till they had their little feud, went away. Every time they have interactions, they said they don't like each other. Now showing the signs of, like, hey, I kind of respect you. I don't like you, but I'm starting to grow to respect you. Kind of growing that way. It's been really good in this. Now, I kind of also like the fact they're going to have Bray Wyatt wrestle tonight and not The Fiend. I think they're going to have The Fiend as a separate person than Bray Wyatt. And I kind of like that. Bray Wyatt's going to do his own thing and wrestle Daniel Bryan. Kind of that way. If they can do this correctly, The Miz isn't winning tonight. I'd be shocked if Miz become champion tonight. I could see the lights come out and The Fiend come out and Miz takes a disqualification because technically it's Bray Wyatt wrestling. But then Daniel Bryan comes out and saves The Miz. and they kind of do some kind of like weird triple threat thing here. Down the road, Raven Royal Rumble. And then you build the whole way and have Miz and Daniel Bryan somehow wrestle WrestleMania for the Universal title. But we know that's not going to happen because we know that Bray Wyatt is getting built up so the big dog, Roman Reigns, can beat him. Yeah, that's going to happen also at WrestleMania. But again, I'm not talking about that stuff in 2020. Not going to talk about that stuff yet. But yeah, I'm going to go with a disqualification win for Miz over Bray Wyatt. No title change. Makes Miz look kind of strong. Bray Wyatt doesn't lose anything. They can do something of that nature there. I forgot. There's one more match before the main event, probably. The women's tag team match, that is a TLC match also. I think those are the only stipulation matches. Oh, no, this one too. Bobby Lashley taking on Rusev. They should have done, I think it was Saw Monster said it. I can't remember who said it. They should have had Lana in a shark cage. No, it was CM Punk that said they should have had, he booked away WrestleMania. And Lana got mad about it. I don't get it. It's stupid. The whole thing's stupid. CM Punk basically said Lana should go put her in a shark cage and the loser gets Lana. And Lana got really mad and offensive to that stuff. And CM Punk's like, I booked you the whole way to WrestleMania. You should be grateful you're going to be on TV until WrestleMania. Which he should be. Rusev, Bobby Lashley, tables match. I've been kind of amused by this whole match. By this whole thing, I've been kind of amused. It's stupid. It's corny. We really know Lana and Rusev were not really getting divorced. They're still married. It's kind of like the whole Kurt Angle having a son. Jason Jordan. We really know the whole details and everything. I feel Russo's going to win tonight. But I don't think it's going to end the way. I think it's still going to carry on. Because Lana and Rusev are still going to carry on. I feel like Lana and Rusev are going to get back together at WrestleMania and have that Macho Man Liz thing. Where, like, after Rusev wins this, he's going to do his own thing here. And then Lana's going to go do her own thing. Leave Bobby Lashley. And then come help Rusev, and they're going to have their whole... I got interrupted because I'm doing this on my phone here. So you're going to hear a little pause probably when I have to fix this. As I was saying, Rusev is probably going to win this. They'll probably go do his own thing, separate from Lana, and then they'll come back to WrestleMania and form a happy co-line, be happy ever after again. Get probably remarried, do the whole kind of Liz Macho thing. That'd be kind of cool. We haven't seen it in forever, since 89, 90. So that, it was probably like 88, 89. Probably that'd be cool to bring it back. Yeah, it was 87, yeah. 87, yeah, it was 80, yeah, it was like 87, actually. Jeez. Wow, I'm going to sit back and relax on that one. Jeez, that was so long ago. Anyway, we're still going to win that match. Then we have our main event of the evening. The big dog, Roman Reigns, taking on King Corbin. In the dumbest feud of the year. I am going to vote this right now when I do the end of the year show. Dumbest feud of the year. Pointless. I just feel bad that Baron Corbin has probably the two best finishers in wrestling, WWE, and not wrestling, but WWE, and his character just stinks. It's just not good. It's not a good character for him being a heel. I guess he's annoying. He has annoying heel heat, I guess, but yeah, it's just... He's just there to make fun of and stuff. And it's not cool. And he's going to wrestle in probably his fifth main event this year? This is stupid as hell. Like, the whole dog... Like, I cringed at last week's episode with Roman Reigns. And they tied him up to the ring post and poured dog food all over him. I cringed. Like, ugh. Like, I cringed in that thing. Ugh. That was just terrible. Like, the worst. Like, I was like, ew, this is disgusting. Like, not disgusting. Well, it was disgusting you're pouring dog food over him, but it was just cringy. Like, what was, I get it that he's the big dog and they want to pour dog food over him, but I'm just like, so that's how we're ending the show. Okay. Ugh. Yeah, this is a TLC match. I got Roman, and Roman winning this match. Now, this is another thing I could see. That Roman's like, you know what? Why don't we make this a tag team match since Dolph's going to be involved? This is where John Cena could get involved. So, you know what? Scratch all that. That whole open challenge thing. This is going to turn into a tag team match. And John Cena's going to come out and be Roman's partner tonight. To try to help get Roman over a little bit. You know what I mean? John Cena gets to be in the main event. He gets a win. Perfect placement. Because Dolph's going to be involved in this also. So John Cena's going to come out and they're going to make this a tag team match. And then Roman and John Cena are going to beat Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler. And Dolph Ziggler's going to be in the main event also. I kind of like that better than Roman. Roman's winning this match, whether it be a singles match or if they put John Cena in this match. Either or, he's going to win this. So, yeah, I don't see any big thing to this, so. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up here on that. On that note, I'm going to wrap it up here. Go ahead and finish watching some football. Got some Wendy's. I'm going to sit back and relax, eat some Wendy's, watch football, get ready for the Steelers to beat the Browns, and can get ready to march forward to the playoffs. Mike Tomlin for Coach of the Year. All you Yinzer haters out there, can I'm not going to say it, but you know what the drill is. you know what it is. It's black and yellow time, all that good stuff. But guys, thank you for your support. I'm glad like I said, I want people to listen to the podcast. I'm going to try to do better in 2020 and make this podcast one that I'm going to try to get this podcast up and going and grow this podcast. Got interrupted again. I think my roommates are looking for me. So you're going to hear a little bits and pieces. I'm going to try to clean this up a little bit, but guys, again, thank you for the podcast, for listening to the podcast. Much love. Everybody's going to listen to it. And like I said, 2020, I'm going to try to do bigger and better things for the podcast, help this podcast grow and everything. Again, you can listen to this on many platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, download Anchor, one of the best apps. If you're going to start a podcast, it's very simple. I'm recording on my phone right now because I got interrupted twice now on a phone call. But you can download it to your iPad and record it from there, which I think I'm going to do more that time because it's not going to be synced up that way. But guys, thank you again for the love and support. I appreciate it. Again, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We got Monday coming up here. If you're somewhere where you're going to get snowed on, be careful out there on them roads. There are no joke with other people around there. And guys, enjoy your Monday. And here we go, Steelers. Here we go. All right, guys. Peace.